It's time for Caffeinated Comics, a lively discussion and debate on comics, film, television, and collectibles, all fueled by the magic of Frappuccinos. Caffeinated Comics is sponsored by Chimeras Comics. Chimeras is your one stop for comic books, graphic novels, hero clicks, Magic the Gathering, and more. Explore the fantastic at Chimeras Comics. And now, here's your hosts, John and Steven.
Thank you. This is Caffeinated Comics. I'm your host, John Clark, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Steven Brown.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all we need.
It's another one of those weeks where three people meant to come, had a Skype guest scheduled, and it's just you and me.
Life happened,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, it's also like 3 hours after we usually record.
Yeah, so that's mostly my fault.
That played into it. So it's right now 2:15, and this is my first cup of coffee, so I've stopped being a jerk.
I've had 4 or 5 cups of coffee today.
Oh, good.
Well, I had 2 or 3 at breakfast, and then this one's like 4. Who's really keeping track? I had all that sugar stuff that Renee made that was delicious.
Yeah, my wife makes homemade Twinkies now.
And they're better than you think they would be. You'd think they're pretty good. They're better than you think.
Yeah, because they're not full of chemicals, number one.
Yeah, chemicals,
it was
man.
Pretty good. And right now we're in a room with no heat, which
yes.
is another thing. My this is the second week in a row the furnace in the studio has broken down.
Yes.
Luckily, we have a fireplace, but it makes noise because fire is noisy.
Yes, it is.
So we're just going to keep drinking coffee and putting on layers while we talk to you.
Yes. So if you hear a lot of rustling, it's the extra layers going on.
Yeah. So we do have a topic.
We came up with 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know that we're even going to get to it. So if we get to it, then that'll be the topic, and I'll title it that way.
We should announce the topic at least.
Well, I feel like if we announce a topic and don't get to it, then we've disappointed people somehow.
We get off topic enough times they're used to it.
It all depends. Well, right now, there are a couple of things going on in the news that I think are worth mentioning. Toy Fair is going on right now.
Literally this very moment, Toy Fair is happening, yes.
There's a few people, friends of the show, are on. Scott Rubin, who came on to talk about toys after San Diego,
yes,
is there right now, and he's in Hasbro right now. And everyone is live tweeting. Because that's the age we live in, which
this
is
wonderful.
It's awesome. I remember, and I'm a bigger toy collector than you are, but I remember waiting like a month after Toy Fair to get...
To hear shit?
Well, to get that issue of Wizard.
Yeah. Or these are back in the days of Wizard magazine.
Yeah, or like Lee's or like that stuff. And then they would have a spread of like 5-6 pages of the press photos and you just stare at it. And they used to show everything all year. They didn't show anything at San Diego back then. So you saw the whole year. So I always remember the year they announced the Spider-Man line when the cartoon came on. The
90s?
Yeah. Toy Biz already had X-Men going. They started with Marvel. No, wait. They started with Tim Burton Batman. They did that. Those terrible figures, the Batman, Joker, and Bob the Goon.
I had some of those.
I had them all. And they had a really weird Batcave that was just like a gray wall.
I had that too. Yep. I think it was just like a weird.
Yep, I had, and the Batwing, and mine fell off a shelf and broke, and it had like one wing. And then they had a Batmobile, which had like a cake plate over it to simulate the shields. Do you remember that?
No, I don't think I had that.
That
sounds awesome. You don't have that still?
No, that didn't make a move.
Yeah.
I remember it broke. Yeah, and it had tape on it, and I think that's why it didn't make a move at some point. But then they went to Marvel, like they were like. They did a couple like bad superpowers reissues, like Green Lantern. They did a Two-Face that had like a full-size dime sculpted to his hand. Did you have this one?
No.
And you wound him up in the back, and then his hand spun around, and you could see where
it
came up.
Simulating.
Scarred. Yes,
that's great.
They had a Green Lantern that shot water.
Sure.
Let's move on.
did you add like food coloring to the water? That's what I would do.
No, I tried it once and was like, ah,
nah, too much
I never
work.
Used it again. But then they started doing Marvel, and they had a Silver Surfer that has surfboard with wheels.
All right.
And they had a Dr. Doom that also spun his hand around real fast.
It was
fast.
The same Two-Face mechanic. Yeah.
They had a great Dr. Octopus that had like 4 long bendy arms, and 2 of them had suction cups.
I had that guy, and he had clippers.
Yeah,
he had two. That was pretty cool.
He had clippers on 2 that could grab guys, and then he had suction cups so he could stick to a wall.
Yeah,
and
that was pretty neat.
They did a Green Goblin. But
I had the Green Goblin. I think he had a pumpkin bomb that he threw like in his hand.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just kind of launch it back. It was spring-loaded.
Yep.
But then when Fox announced – no, I'm sorry, before that. But then they did X-Men just because X-Men was the biggest thing. And that's what got me back into figure collecting.
Ooh, I might have had some of these. This is like Wolverine was in the brown costume and had like a mask that like stapled to his face.
Yep, he had a mask you could clip on his face, and he had
the spring-loaded claws, but only in one hand, right?
No, he had it on both hands, and I always thought that was really cool. I was always surprised they never used it again, like when they did bigger figures, and they could still give him an elbow joint, because they would...
Yeah, the last time I saw it was in the 90s.
It was like the old Star Wars figures that had the telescoping lightsaber.
Yeah.
But they were claws, and they could pop out.
If I'm not mistaken, that Wolverine is from... that Pride of the X-Men, because I think they did a Cyclops in that uniform, they did a Dazzler, they did a Nightcrawler.
They didn't do Dazzler, they did Nightcrawler in that line.
Nightcrawler had suction Nightcrawler, cup too.
Nightcrawler had a suction cup on his thigh.
He had one on his knee and his hand on the other side.
Yeah,
and
so it was like just sticking right on his thigh.
Yeah, I had them.
I cut those up. They had a Colossus who could lift a weight.
Yeah, he had like a giant dumbbell. That was pretty cool.
But his hands were always out in like a
juggernaut
position.
So it was definitely from that.
Juggernaut had wheels.
Juggernaut was on wheels, so you can, I guess, push him down the hall.
Because nothing can stop him when he's on roller skates.
And then didn't Magneto make a spark or had a spark mechanic?
Yeah,
I
had
that whole
mechanic.
Line.
And then they had the talking ones. They had the
They had Storm, who had a light up lightning bolt.
She had a light up lightning bolt. And those exploded. And then they did a talking line that had a talking venom that said, "I want to eat your brain," and that got recalled.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But they did... but when they did X-Men, it blew up. And then right after they started doing it, the show came on. And then that got huge. And then there was like...
That was all the animated properties.
Yeah, if you go back to that line, there's a lot of characters that you never saw again that had action figures.
Yeah.
That they were in one issue of like Excalibur... And then they made a figure of it.
Oh, like Executioner?
Yeah, Executioner.
We had him. My brother had that guy.
And there was a...
What a shitty villain.
There was a guy from the Deadpool Limited series that like rode a Segway. His name was like Mainframe or something.
Some awful.
Something awful.
Some like 90s name.
I think his
Mainframe.
Name, no, I think his name was Comcast, which is even funnier.
So before the Comcast company?
I think so.
So that's incredible. So now we live in the age of Twitter.
But anyway... To make a long story short, which we never ever did.
That never happens.
Was the year that they did the Spider-Man 90s cartoon, and they showed all the Spider-Man figures.
Yes.
And that was a huge moment, and I had to wait a month for that wizard.
Who was coming out.
Yeah, and I remember that line had a... That was the first time they'd ever made a Peter Parker figure, and a Kingpin figure.
Yeah.
And a Shocker.
I had all those guys.
I was amazed, because I'm a huge... You know, we talked a couple weeks ago.
Shocker's,
I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
And Shocker's
a
great
huge Shocker fan. And the Hobgoblin, there was finally a new Hobgoblin. It was a terrible figure. He couldn't move his head.
He wasn't terrible. He was all right.
He was
And he had a clip-on cape.
Yeah, he had a clip-on cape that would pop off.
Every time he tried to move his head.
Yeah, which didn't move.
No, he had a glider. He came with the glider, and I think he had the satchel of pumpkin bombs.
I think the satchel might have just been sculpted on
him. I think it was on him.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, it's interesting. We live in this Twitter age now, and I don't know much about Twitter because I'm not on Twitter, but I did read something on the internet that...
which is where Twitter is.
Which is Twitter's domain. And it's like a tweet. This guy says something like, just picked up Taco Bell for dinner. Who loves some Taco Bell? And he tagged Taco Bell. And then this happens, like the company gets the tweet and then they decide they're gonna comment. And they're like, "Oh, sounds great, Jim. What did you get?" And then Jim tweets back, "What I got was diarrhea. But I regret nothing." And I think that's so cool that you can interact, and Tina's done it. Like, Tina's been on the show before. She'll talk to, like...
Tina's very active on Twitter.
Yeah, and she'll make jokes, and then Gail Simone will, like, retweet her, and now they're, like, besties online.
I know.
And they're, like, looking forward to meeting each other at C2E2.
We have this weird tertiary relationship with Gail Simone now, because she named a character for Mike Drucker, who's been on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Bleak Michael in Batgirl is named after Mike. And Mike is now, he's writing for Jimmy Fallon, which means he's now writing for The Tonight Show.
Yes.
Because that's starting. And now she's like best friends with Tina.
Online.
So, Gail, if you're listening, we'd like to have you come over and talk to us about things.
We'll give you coffee.
Yeah, we don't have a third person. You could have come over today.
Ah, she could have been on the show.
Yeah, and that's the amazing thing about Twitter is that we started the show like 10 minutes late because I was like, "Oh, wait, let's check Twitter. Oh, look at this. There's a 6-inch scale Jabba the Hutt coming."
Yeah.
There's a new speeder bike. That looks interesting. Maybe we should order that for the store.
Yeah.
And then we started the show.
Yeah.
We don't have to be there at all. And
yeah, it's really kind of ridiculous. It's like at some point in the future, you figure we'll get like live, like somebody will walk around with like a headset and we'll get like, it'll be like you're there.
Be like Google Goggles.
It'll be like Google Earth or whatever they call it with the vision. And, they'll record it and then it'll be like live streaming these like exclusive shows that you can't get to.
Yeah, I feel that way about San Diego now. I went, you know, as I said, it's been 5 years since I went. And I only went the one time.
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to go back because I can just go on Twitter. And when the announcements happen, I learn about it. Oh, maybe 40 seconds after the people in the room, and I don't have to wait on the lines and pay for the plane ticket. Yeah,
everyone's so interested in being like the first guy to post it or the first guy to break it outside of like that room. So you don't have to wait more than 40 seconds. And, you know, we talked to Jimmy, and he's big on the opinion that, like, hey, you should go to San Diego once. It's like a pilgrimage kind of thing.
I agree.
And I agree to that, but I don't think I'd ever go back. I certainly don't think I'd ever have a booth there just because I've never been there, and it just sounds like a horror story.
You will make money if you have a booth there.
Will or won't?
You will.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. People save up all year.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just, even if, like, you between the two stores, we don't have enough stuff to bring.
Fill it?
Yeah, I don't even know how big, I'm sure booth size is like 10 by 10 or whatever like they are here, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Having never been there, I have nothing to compare it to other than Wizard World that I went to in high school.
And
which
you haven't
is
been
cool.
to New York yet, right?
No, I've been to New York, but never to the New York Comic Con.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. The only shows I've been to, Wizard World and C2E2.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a very Chicago local person. Boy. Yeah, explains the accent.
Yeah, I didn't know I had one. And then everyone from out of town is like, yeah, you have an accent. It's like, oh, you have an accent.
Everybody has an accent.
Yeah,
if you're living right. The other really exciting news about Twitter, I've been obsessed with this for days, and is Mattel disappointed everybody this year because they pretty much stopped doing DC figures.
Yeah.
And since then, the last couple of years, DC Collectibles has kind of picked up the slack. And they've been doing some really interesting stuff lately. They've been doing a lot of new 52 figures. And now, this year, they announced a whole slate of projects. And most of them are Batman-themed, which means that I'll spend my money on it.
Right, yeah. John's going to drop a small fortune.
Yeah, there's a lot of Greg Capullo who's drawing Batman now, a lot of figures in his style. But the biggest thing is that they're finally doing 6-inch multi-posable figures from the Bruce Timm Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, this is something that's kind of ridiculous because I don't know how big they were when I was a kid.
They were 5 inches.
But they weren't in scale. I know what
they're
like.
No, they were a little. They were like slightly smaller than the Toy Biz stuff we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And that stuff was 5 inches. So they were in between like Star Wars. They were about the size of Superpowers and Super Wars.
But that's what the problem was. It was like frustrating because I remember being a kid and the Star Wars were in the same scale with like G.I. Joe. But then there was like Batman was too tall to play with those guys. And then the X-Men and all those other guys, like the Spider-Man guys, were all another inch taller, so you can't have Batman fight Spider-Man who's a full inch taller than him. It's like, it's really frustrating when you're a kid, and sometimes now
and sometimes now. But yeah, I'm really looking forward. I realized there's pictures online now of Batman and Catwoman, and Batman's from the second series without the yellow symbol around the bat, and Catwoman's from the first series, so it looks like they're going to do everybody. But I'm as excited about this announcement as I was last year when they showed the Adam West and Burt Ward
figures,
which have been on my shelf since this summer.
Since
and
they
never,
came out. Yep.
Never come down.
They are awesome.
So I feel like those are the two big, well, now we need Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, they'll get to it. I figure at some point, you know, people keep buying this stuff, so they'll get to pretty much everything. It's just a matter of when it'll get released.
Right, and especially with Batman, it seems like every version is equally popular now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They really can announce any new line of, oh, we're going to do the 66, and everyone goes bananas. Oh, we're going to do 6-inch Bruce Timm, and everyone goes bananas. It's like...
They're doing... I've neglected to mention, they're doing Dustin Nguyen's Little Gotham as figures.
Those look awesome.
Those look cool.
If anyone hasn't been reading, it's a kid's book from DC, and it's basically like Batman as like a little like midget-looking guy. And then, like, he's kind of, like, pals around with all his villains and stuff, and, like, Tim Drake's in it and all this stuff. It's, like, really kind of cool.
They did the DC Free Comic Book Day.
Yes. And I think they've got another one coming up this year.
And it had a Thanksgiving story, and it was really, really cute.
Yeah. But they look like they jumped off the page. They look so cool. Like, Batman's got, like, this big head and this wee little body.
I feel like with the amount of kids that come into your store, that'll sell really, really well.
Yeah. Well, anything Batman sells really well, but it's just nice to have, like, a younger toy version of Batman that
and I think DC knows that, which is why
I hope so,
which is why it was like 80% of the product they showed at Toy Fair was Batman. It was like Batman and like
they know
three,
what sells.
It was like 3 Supermans and 1 Green Lantern.
Yeah, we'll figure you'll get you know, Superman and stuff all next year with the movie. You know,
Last year was a big Superman year.
Yeah.
And this year is also somebody mentioned this on the message board. This year is also the 75th anniversary of Batman.
Oh, really?
Yep. So we're going to see a lot of product. There's nothing...
75th anniversary of Batman?
Yeah, because 1938 is the origin of Batman, yeah.
Oh,
and
so
well,
then
last
what?
Year, and last year was the 75th anniversary of Superman, and Man of Steel coincided with that.
Yeah.
So we won't have a big movie. We don't even have a TV show, but we are getting the Adam West series on DVD.
Yeah,
hopefully finally. Blu-ray. That'll probably be the big thing. And DC Collectibles is pushing Batman. We're getting a weekly Batman series from DC
Comics.
That's
ridiculous.
I know. I'm pulling it, though.
Who's, because Capullo's not drawing it, but now, Snyder's writing it.
Snyder's going to write some of it. Kyle Higgins, who's local.
Yeah, Kyle Higgins.
He's wrapping up Nightwing, so he's going to write a bunch of it. They're going to rotate it, kind of like the way they did 52.
Yeah.
But I think Capullo's going to stay on the Batman title, because they're canceling Dark Knight. They canceled...
Yeah, I think they got to cancel some books to make room for it. So like Batman Incorporated ended, Batman the Dark Knight's getting canceled. Detective they'll keep Batman.
Talon is canceled.
Is it?
Yeah, Talon is gone.
What about Streets? Is it not? No, it's not Streets.
No,
Gotham.
Streets was
what
before New 52. The Dark Knight is canceled.
Well, Legends of the Dark Knight, is that still ongoing?
Legends of Dark Knight, I think, is now... That might have ended, that is, too. That is digital only, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, it's good that they clean this stuff up, because like you said, you know, if you're going to buy a weekly Batman comic in addition to your monthly Batman comic, in addition to Detective Comics Monthly, and Catwoman on Batgirl and all the other bullshit, cancel some fucking titles.
Yeah, you know, as much as I love Batman, even I can get saturated.
There's only so much anyone
can... It's like, I enjoy Batman 66, but... Every month I go, well, how much longer am I going to do this? Because they're one-issue stories. And
yeah.
And some weeks I'm reading three Batman titles. This week was a perfect example.
Yeah.
I think I read the new issue of Batman, the new issue of Nightwing, the new issue of Batgirl. There was another Batman title in there. Detective was in there, too. Batman and Detective were, like, the same week.
Yeah.
With that Gothtopia.
Yeah, that's a weird story arc, because, I don't know, it's only been in, like, Detective
reality,
and Batgirl,
yeah.
And Batman's in a white costume or something.
It's
very
weird.
Strange.
It's very strange.
I don't know. They're doing some weird stuff.
Yeah. But the nice thing about Batman is that you can just keep putting out, and it always sells.
Yeah, they're so never going to have a problem with that. Yeah, there will be low points, but, you know, Frank Miller kind of changed that and made it so we don't have to worry about, like... Batman not selling.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't think of any point since the mid-80s
where
Batman hasn't
it's
been.
Never really slowed down.
And as you said, the Batman title has dropped off, but it's still the number one selling book in the industry.
Yep, it's, I don't know about the industry. I'm sure it's pretty close. It's got to be in the top three easily.
I think I read it.
I think
it's still the number one book.
Yeah.
They said January was a really soft month.
Yeah,
but
I think
Batman was still the number one title.
Because it's so, the monthly, just regular Batman, because they're doing the 00 is so, not a Batman story. You know, he's not in the costume, really.
Yeah, well, he's
it's
in a
really
weird
different.
Padded costume.
Right.
I'm enjoying it. I know you're not enjoying it as
yeah,
much.
I stopped reading, actually.
I'm not
yeah.
as enjoying it as much as the stories before, but that doesn't mean I'm done with it.
No, and I don't. A lot of people aren't, but we have lost subscribers on it, but it's it still sells great,
yeah.
You know?
I'm actually kind of excited for Eternal. I kind of want to see where,
yeah.
where it's going to
I think
go.
It's interesting. I don't mind the weekly comics. It's just the wallet doesn't
I need
like
to.
It.
Well, I need to make room.
Yeah.
I need to cancel some stuff for it.
Where is it going to go? You know?
Yeah. But also at Toy Fair this week, if we're going to continue with the news, the Star Wars Black, which is the Marvel Legends size Star Wars.
These are really, I don't collect figures at all. I don't have room for this stuff. I don't have money for this stuff. These are awesome. They did the first series was Luke in the X-Wing uniform, Darth Maul, R2-D2, and who was the other one?
Sandtrooper.
Yeah, right. With the Stormtrooper with the orange collar thing in
yeah,
the backpack.
That's a Sandtrooper.
And they all look phenomenal. They look great.
And you had them in the store. They sold pretty quickly, didn't they?
They sold out. We had one Sandtrooper, I think, that we had gotten from the Oaklawn store or something had been floating around, and then he's gone now. But they're great. And the second series was Greedo, Han Solo, Boba Fett, and maybe Leia?
Yeah, Leia. Slave Leia.
Yeah, and I think it's just like every series, there's only four figures, but they're all great looking. There's no one you'd really be like,
And they're all A-listers, even when they do prequel characters.
Yep, they did Darth Maul, and it's like everyone loved Darth Maul. Like,
yeah,
he's a great character.
Yeah, because series three, I think, is Empire Strikes Back Luke, Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan.
Okay.
A regular Stormtrooper.
And isn't Han in the trench coat?
I think it might be
Han. I think it's Empire Han, maybe.
I think it might be Han in the Hoth uniform.
Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe it is.
I think so. But they announced that it sold really well, so not only are they continuing it, and Chewbacca's going to be coming this year.
That's just awesome.
Yeah, Darth Vader's going to be coming this year. But the big thing is they're going to do a deluxe line, which I only bought R2-D2 just to try him out. And I've said on the show many times before, I'm not really a huge Star Wars fan, which is people that knew me growing up find impossible to believe, because I was
a huge Star Wars fan.
I was obsessed with Star Wars until I always said until the prequels, but honestly, it was Raiders of the Lost Ark was a was way cooler, and I kind of lost interest. And then Return of the Jedi came out right after Raiders, and it's not that great a movie.
No.
And then I slowed down, but I did buy the R2-D2. But this deluxe line, I think I'm going to have to get, because it has a biker scout on the speeder bike, which yeah. even though I said Return of the Jedi is not a great movie, that is my favorite.
That's a really cool uniform.
Yeah, and the amount of detail and articulation they can get.
Yeah. Like, he'll have, like, he's got, like, that boot gun. Like, yep. And he'll have that.
He'll probably sit on the bike perfectly.
Yep.
And there's going to be a Jabba the Hutt in 6-inch scale, which means he'll probably be like 1.5 feet long. And they said
he'll come with that like little smoke pipe and that little goblin maybe, that sits on him.
They say his mouth is going to move.
That's awesome. I hope his little tail wags. Like you can maybe.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure his tail will wag because I think he'll come with like a little
base. He has that like base he sits on that like goes over the cage.
I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe it'll come with Salacious Crumb. We just built the Lego Jabba's Palace.
I saw that. Yeah, that's
still
cool.
Sitting on my table, and it's got a trap door. If you buy both sets, you buy Jabba's Palace and you buy the Rancor Pit, you can stack them.
Yeah.
And then there's a trapdoor where you can drop Luke
through
the floor, and then he lands in the Rancor Pit. So cool. And that was worth the leaf
ring. Yeah, so then nerdily, we were thinking like, you know, they did these like 6-inch Star Wars. I'm like, oh my God, they'll do a 6-inch Indiana Jones line. And then you were saying they just don't.
I don't think so, because the Crystal Skull line didn't sell well, and it wasn't the fault of Crystal Skull, because they did all four movies, and I have every yeah. one of those figures. But my hope is that what Hasbro found was that Indiana Jones himself sells really well. Nobody wants to buy a bunch of Nazis and Marion and Short Round and Shia LaBeouf.
I could see not wanting like a Shia LaBeouf.
Well, or, especially now.
Yeah, but it's just like, why?
I would buy Shia LaBeouf if it came with a bag over his head that says, I am no longer famous.
What is the deal with this?
I think he's lost his damn mind.
No, I think this is like a stunt. Like
I think it's a stunt, but it's
Joaquin Phoenix did a couple years ago where he grew the beard and was yelling at Letterman and whatever.
Yeah, but that was for a movie. That was for like a mockumentary he made.
Yeah, but that went on for like 9 months.
Yeah,
I think this idiot's trying to do the same thing.
I think he's trying to do it, but it's so ill-timed. It reminds me of Miley Cyrus, where like when she started with the twerking and the tongue, everybody was repulsed.
Yeah.
But she had committed to it, and yeah. it's 6 months later, and she's still doing it, and everybody's still kind of turned off about it.
While we're on the topic of celebrities, I guess. I don't know much about celebrities. I don't follow too much because I'm like in a cultural vacuum. But I know enough about, obviously, what's going on with like Cyrus and these people. And Miley Cyrus, say what you want about the girl. She is hot, so she can, whatever she wants to do, that's
she's
fine.
She's not hot. She looks like a little kid.
I'll sign off on her.
She's still in that teen heartthrob kind of like 17 magazine look for me. I feel like she hasn't quite crossed over. Like Britney Spears, when Britney Spears came out and like, you know, skin tight singing terrible songs, I was like, oh, you are not a little girl anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know. I know she's like Hannah Montana or something, or from some show or something. So I don't ever really paid attention then. But it's like now she's clearly like, to me at least, it's like, all right,
Well, she's like 20.
Yeah. And that's just, she's hard to not look at. And then the other
in your face, sticking her tongue out.
Constantly. And then the other one is Justin Bieber. And I guess he's getting like in traffic this and drugs this and prostitutes that. And my whole thing with this is it's the same thing when Lindsay Lohan was in the news. It's like, give her more coke, like give her all of the coke, because it's like, I want to see what this train wreck is like, what's going to happen. Everyone's like, ah, this poor girl. It's like, no, she's a grown up. She's an idiot. Give her all the cocaine and let's ride this out and see where this goes. And it's the same thing with Justin Bieber. It's like, all right, look, this is a kid who's like, he got famous on the internet or something, on YouTube,
right,
I guess.
He was a little
kid.
Got
a career. And then, how old is he? Maybe 20, 18, like 19 or something. And he's partying like a rock star. He's got like more money than anyone. It's like, I would be doing the exact same thing this kid is doing.
Yeah, my problem.
Do you know what I mean? I was an idiot. I'm still an idiot and a jackass. And I was worse when I was a teenager. And then now you have a buttload of money and everything works out for you. You can go anywhere and do anything. I'd be doing the exact same thing this kid's doing. And you could talk about how much you hate him or his music sucks. You want to deport him. And that's fine. But if anyone his age with his money and his position would be doing the exact same shit. No question.
I see your point, but my problem with it is, I don't care about this kid. I don't want to listen to his music.
Right.
I don't
and that's
care.
All fine.
He's obviously an asshole.
Absolutely.
Regardless of his age, he's probably going to be an asshole in 25 years from now.
Absolutely.
My problem is the way he's going. He is going to run somebody over who's just crossing the street. And that's, and I side with the person crossing the street.
And I do
every
too.
Time.
But I understand.
It's like now I got. It's like Leif Garrett. Do you remember Leif Garrett?
I don't know who
he was.
That
a big guy in the 70s, and he was on the same thing. He was like a heartthrob, and he had all this money. And he flipped his car over.
Yeah.
And he was fine, but his friend was in there, and his friend's in a wheelchair for life.
Ooh.
So that's what I think of. Like, you know what? Self-destructive assholes aren't contained to themselves.
And that's true. And the only, I'm not saying Justin Bieber is a cool guy. The only point I want to make is that I would be doing the exact same thing.
I know, and you
drag
would also,
racing.
You would also be wrong.
And I would totally be an asshole, and I'd totally be a jerk, but I'm like, I'm just saying, it's like, I understand where the guy's coming from. You could scream about deporting him, and he's a douchebag, whatever. That's all true, but I'd be doing the same thing if I had that kind of money.
How do we get here from Toy Fair?
We talked about celebrities, and
yeah,
then,
how do we get on celebrities?
I don't know.
Well, there's also Game of Thrones figures coming for people who care about Game of Thrones, speaking about celebrities.
Yeah, you know, Game of Thrones is weird, because it's... It's like,
are you watching that? Because it's a
yes.
kind of, okay. It's the kind of thing you
I'm
can't
all caught
watch
up on,
the start.
On it. I can't. Yeah. I'm getting it through. I think my parents get it or something, and maybe I'm watching it at home. I can't remember.
Well, it's HBO, so it's not on Netflix.
I certainly don't have it. but it's great. It's a great show. Everyone's into it, which is weird.
Everyone but me.
You're the only one watching.
I hate it,
and I think it's weird.
I got to season two. I watched all of season one, so I gave it a good chance.
Yeah,
and then finally, like, I saw the premiere of season two, and I was like, you know what? I hate this, and I think I'm going to keep hating it.
Yeah, and especially, and I was watching, and I don't know if who out there has seen it, or if you haven't seen spoilers or whatever, I'm not going to spoil anything, but like, there's a Red Wedding episode.
Yeah, well, that was all over the internet, so I haven't seen that, but apparently, like, everybody got killed.
It was something horrible, and I had heard the rumors, I had read stuff on the internet, but no, like, spoilers or anything, just like, Red Wedding, it's terrible, and all these people get killed. And then I'm watching the episode titled Red Wedding, and nothing, like, the whole episode, it's like an hour long or whatever, it's like 45 minutes in or something, and I'm like, oh, this isn't bad, nothing happened. And I looked at the timer about how much time was left, I'm like, oh, cool, like, I must be mistaken. It must be another episode because everything's fine. And then in like the last 3 minutes of the episode, it all goes to shit. And I knew it was coming and I was emotionally unprepared for it. And I would, for the rest of the day, I was like in like, I was like traumatized.
I don't need that.
No, you don't need to. You
that's
don't.
That's how I felt seeing Return of the King because I hate giant spiders.
Return of the King. The Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Because I hate giant spiders. And the reason I hate giant spiders is because of Tolkien.
Yeah.
Because of watching that 70s animated Hobbit. And the spiders are weirdly creepy. They got like big furry eyebrows like Muppets in that. And they're like, but there's a scene, and every time I see it, it creeps me out. There's a scene where they got the dwarves all webbed up in the trees.
Yeah.
And one of them just starts poking at it. At the dwarf, and the dwarf like freaks out. He's like, ah! And I was 5 when I saw that.
Yeah, that'll stay with you.
I don't like spiders. So when
didn't you show Ben that cartoon like a year ago?
Yeah,
Ben would have been 5.
Ben has a much higher tolerance of fear than I do. He's very good with monsters because he's like, yeah, spiders don't get that big. And then he's on to the next thing.
See, I don't live in that world, man. I'll be like, spiders could get that big. We don't know what's out there.
There are nights I'm in my bed with my eyes closed going, you know, I bet a spider could just walk in here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or a zombie. If it's Sunday night. If it's, I've watched
The Walking,
Walking
Dead's
Dead.
Coming back.
Yeah. It's came back
last
week. Oh, did it? Yeah. But
I gave up on that show.
No, I'm still with it. It's good. It's doing the really good part of the comic right now.
Yeah.
Which is spoiler free, but you've been caught up with the comic at least.
Yeah, I'm current with everything.
They're done with the prison.
Okay.
And they're in that section where it's just Carl and Rick again.
Okay.
And like Rick's starting to come apart.
Yeah.
And they're doing that better than the comic did it.
Okay. And that's interesting. And I think a lot of my problem with the Walking Dead show is the second season just like really burned me where they were looking
for that
stupid kid.
It was a bad second season. Yeah.
But then also like all I hear is all these terrible things about Kirkman. Like, oh, he's difficult to work with and he's firing this guy and he's getting... And he already has an enormous head. Like physically his head is enormous.
He has a big head and he's got very short hair. So that's all head.
It is. But then they're saying that like he's just getting like crazier and crazier and more ego driven and I don't like stuff like that. Like, I have a high ego. Like I'm an egocentric person.
See, I don't.
But I don't like it in other people, I think. And I think like
So you're seeing something out of the people that you don't like about yourself.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know, and maybe I don't come across that way, but I am for sure 100% like a fan of myself.
See, I am not.
That's why I'm doing the show.
Yeah, no, I am not. I have a...
You're the opposite.
I have an ego that is very easily crushed. Every time I look at the hit counts, I believe it's called hit counts because that's what my ego takes every time I see how well the podcast is doing. But I'm like, I'm constantly an overachiever because I think I want other people to think I'm awesome. So then maybe I can think I'm awesome. So I'm constantly doing, like, I'm constantly playing in a band and doing a podcast and doing stand-up, and I've been writing for a living always. Yeah. So when I see people that have huge egos that aren't that great, I get enraged about it.
So you should be enraged with Hickman. Or not Hickman, Kirkman.
Kirkman. Yeah, I'm annoyed with Kirkman because I feel like I think he's starting to tread water. Because I think the book is not as interesting as it used to be.
It's formulaic, and we've talked about that before. But it's like, even Invincible is a great book, but yeah, it's the same thing where it's just like these. It's just like, I don't know if it's just he's on these things
book now has a formula where it's like every year they and this is not even spoiler because they've done it six times. Find a community. They introduce all these supporting characters. They have to clean the community out of zombies.
Yep.
There's one evil guy in the community, and he gets killed somehow.
Yep.
And then there's six issues where nothing happens, where they built the community and everything's fine.
And then more bad guys show up.
And then, bad guys show up, and then with the bad guys come more zombies, and then the bad guys break into the community, and then zombies eat everybody.
Yeah.
And then Rick
and Carl leave.
Run away, and then they find another community. And he's been doing that for about 5 years. I mean, the book's been around for 10.
Okay.
But honestly, he's kind of been doing that prison story over and over again.
And because he's never really hit anything that was as good as that. Now, I want to do some spoilers now. For anyone who has seen The Walking Dead, we're going to do some spoilers, and then I'm going to give you the second on the podcast about when you can tune back in. So spoilers right now. All right. So in the comic, the wife gets killed.
Well, that's also happening in the show, so I don't even know if that's a spoiler.
That's what I'm saying. Does she die in the show, too?
Oh, no. She dies earlier in the show than the book.
How does she die in the show? I didn't see it. I don't care because she was a terrible character.
That's in season three. Yeah, she's from LaGrange, too. She's from here.
Is she? That's a shame. I'm sure she's a wonderful lady, but they wrote her character like shit. No,
and she was a very pretty lady. She seemed she was good at her job. Yeah, but they did not know where to
do it. So she dies in the show how?
She dies in the show giving birth to the baby, which does not happen in the book. In the book, she has the baby, and they both killed when
she has baby, then dies.
She dies giving childbirth.
Which is interesting, and well, I'm going to backtrack a little. I told
they couldn't wait for the governor to attack.
They just got rid of her.
They were just like, well, she seems vulnerable.
She's testing bad. Get rid of her.
Let's just kill her now.
I just realized I said in the past on the show I was going to give the time when they can tune back to avoid the spoilers. I can't go back in time and say that.
I know.
So this is the time in which there won't be any more spoilers.
But here's that problem with that argument is if you've told everybody to stop listening. They're not going to be listening when you say, everybody start listening
That's
again.
That's what I had a problem with, was figuring out what I was supposed to say. So the 32-minute mark is at what point you want to start listening to the show again if you want to avoid
season
3 spoilers.
But to get that message, they need to be listening.
We'll have to put it in the description or something, John.
It's like a time loop. It's like an episode of Doctor Who now.
Speaking of Doctor Who, somebody posted.
There are more Doctor Who figures at Toy Fair. I'm going to pretend this is the Toy Fair podcast now.
Well, it's that, and it's going to be whatever I want to talk about. And what I want to talk about is the American Doctor Who thing somebody put on the internet.
I put that on the. Well, I didn't put it
you
on the
internet. You didn't create this, so somebody else did.
Yeah, it was.
It's so clever.
It was a BuzzFeed thing, and you know, BuzzFeed puts out. BuzzFeed, Tina loves BuzzFeed.
She's all. That's the only reason I know about anything happening in the world is because Tina posted on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I should look at this.
There was one day I tweeted, why don't we all just give up our Facebook accounts and apply for BuzzFeeds?
Because that'll be the next thing.
Because that's all my page is now, is just links to BuzzFeed. And Tina clicked like on that immediately.
Yep.
But they did a thing about the what if Doctor Who was American? And it was like, it was one of those, oh, this is going to be cute. Every one of them was dead on.
Yeah, because do you remember everyone?
Yeah.
Are they 13 or 14 of them?
I do. It was all 13 doctors.
And the idea was that it synced up in the same years as like the English doctors existed.
And it worked for their era of the career. So, for example, the first doctor was Burgess Meredith.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and that's around the time he was...
He just wrapped up Penguin.
And it was like right before Penguin because those are black and white, but he had done a bunch of Twilight Zones.
Oh.
But he was still good for that. And then the, I think I'm blanking on the second one, but I know the third one, the John Pertwee one, was Vincent Price.
Which is awesome.
Yes. And it was, and that alone was like a Vincent Price TV show.
But Vincent Price is Doctor Who.
Vincent Price is Doctor Who, yeah.
It is awesome.
It's the second one's going to kill me for a long time. I'll probably jump back. The Tom Baker was Gene Wilder.
And I think that's perfect because Gene Wilder's got such like a cult following.
And especially at that point in the 70s, that's around the time that Gene Wilder's doing Young Frankenstein and
Did Willy
Blazing
Wonka
Saddles.
Come out?
Yeah, Willy Wonka had come out at that point.
Because I just picture him as Willy Wonka as Doctor Who.
That's his peak.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then, the next one was a young one.
I don't remember a lot of them.
Young one, but I remember Christopher Walken was the sixth Doctor, which is the one everyone hates.
And I think that's awesome because it would have been Walken in the 80s. Jeff Goldblum in the 90s.
Jeff Goldblum was the 90s one, yeah.
Perfect. Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell was David Tennant, which was really cool.
Okay.
And Nicolas Cage was Eccleston.
Yeah.
Who did one season, and they were like, and this guy, and it was crazy.
And then who would they say was the newest one?
Matt Smith. Who's after Sam Rockwell? Oh, I'm blanking on that. But I remember the War Doctor, the John Hurt Doctor, with Harrison Ford.
Yes, and I thought that's perfect.
Every one of them was like, not only not... And in the descriptions of it, they described how Doctor Who really was at that point.
Yeah.
And how...
And they just insert...
And that actor's persona.
Yeah.
And how that worked. And every one of them worked together. And I know we've forgotten like three of them.
We'll post the link or something.
Yeah,
I'll post...
I may have posted it on the Caffeinated Comics page, if not just on my own page. I will post it again.
It is so cool. I don't even like Doctor Who. Did Joe see it?
Yes, Joe. Joe Bakovitz definitely.
Oh, I want to talk to Joe.
Definitely
about
commented
it.
On it.
That's awesome.
It was, yeah, and I know Matt Tate, who was on the show last week, commented. It was a really, really cool one.
Yeah,
yeah. But Doctor Who announced some more figures. They're still going with the small size, and they are going to have a Peter Capaldi figure,
of course.
So
yeah.
They're going to have him right away.
Yeah, what's his Doctor Who outfit has been leaked online, or they showed the still images of him like posing as the Doctor in his uniform. What's the response to it? He doesn't have any gimmicky things. It looks kind of boring.
It's not that outlandish, but I kind of like that because he's an older guy. It's a little understated.
Sure.
It's basically like a suit with no tie with Doc Martin boots and but a long tailed coat.
Yeah.
And people were pointing out how I didn't know this was Was they pointed out the Doc Martin boots because he was in a punk band in the 70s with Colin Ferguson.
Really?
Yeah. And I knew Colin Ferguson was in a punk band, but I did not know. And Colin Ferguson is obsessed with Doctor Who. Like, he has a TARDIS on his desk on the show.
Yeah.
Before Doctor Who was big in the States.
Yeah, I remember him having all that stuff because I saw clips of probably Jeff Goldblum or somebody on that show. And, you see the little
TARDIS.
Who
in your reality was a Doctor Who?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm the Doctor. I'm the Doctor Who. It's the TARDIS.
How awesome would that have been?
Every one of them would have been awesome.
I would have watched every season of
that.
They
made Indiana Jones a Doctor.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? I was at Walmart, and they had Cowboys vs. Aliens for $5, and I still kind of wanted to buy it.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
No.
It's not good at all. There's no good parts.
It's kind of boring. That's the weird thing. But, like, the pitch alone is, like, James Bond and Indiana Jones team up in the Old West to fight aliens.
That sounds like a great... And it's directed by the guy who directed Iron Man.
Yeah, it's like... And Ron Howard produced it.
See, that sounds awesome. So what happened?
And I think people... The pacing just falls apart. You're just kind of... You're sitting there for so long without anything happening.
That sucks.
That by the time you do get to it, like, I remember the third act, there's, like, a huge mothership out in the West.
Yeah.
And they come and attack it with, like, six guns. And it wasn't,
it's like, who cares?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. You're kind of tired. Although, speaking of movies and toys, the Lego
wonderful.
Movie is supposed to be incredible.
Yeah, Lisa and Tina, I think, are seeing it sometime today. It's supposed to be
I'm going to try to
awesome,
take Ben tomorrow.
But I could really care less about it.
It's got Batman in it.
I know, and he's voiced by Will Arnett, which I think
know.
Is funny, but I just don't. Care
really
about Legos as a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think the thing about Legos is that they're treating it as a world, and they've done a really good job in the video games of having a Lego world where you can take anything and bash it apart and build something out of it.
Yes.
I don't know if they play off that, but also in Legos, it's coming out now. I think I'm gonna have to buy this. They have done Legos now have the Simpsons.
Oh, you were telling me about this. They have the whole house, right?
They have made the entire house, which opens in the middle, and it's every single room. Everyone has their own bedroom.
Yeah.
It has the garage. It has the room with the TV and the living room.
Yeah.
It has, like, everything you've seen from that show, which they never did back 10 years ago when Playmates was doing the talking figures.
Yeah, I remember
they were huge.
Those.
They did hundreds and hundreds, but the playsets were always half a room.
Right.
So they would have, like, the wall with the couch would be a playset. And then, like, the kitchen would be the wall with cabinets. This is the entire house
That's
in
wild.
Lego form. And it has all – it has everyone in the family and Flanders.
Okay.
Which is even more awesome.
Yeah. And do they have the backyard with, like, a fence? Or something from the
No, they don't. But since it's the whole house,
yeah,
you can just
That's
place
true.
It there.
You can just place it.
You
on
can build a Lego tree. They don't. Their backyard really is just like one tree.
Yeah,
you know,
and then
and
you
the
can
fence.
Get any fence from Lego.
Yeah,
already.
And you can just make a fence.
That's crazy.
But it's It's 2,500 pieces.
Good heavens.
Yeah, which means it'll take the longest a Lego set ever took us was we had the Death Star. Did you ever see that when it was assembled?
I've seen it. I don't know if I saw your guys' Death Star, but my roommate's sister had a Death Star built, and the thing is awesome.
That
it's
was
huge.
4,000 pieces, and it took us 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and I did not work full time at that point.
Right.
So I'm assuming that
this will take about 6 weeks too, because you and Renee are working now.
Yeah,
and you got two kids.
And one of them's a baby.
Yeah, babies don't lend themselves to building things quickly.
It is the kind of thing where in my toy collecting, when I'm on the fence about something, I go, all right, well, next year, this thing's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You'll have to pay for it on
it's
eBay.
Like whether or not it'll be sold out.
Yeah,
is a good
it's
indicator.
Like, how am I going to feel a year from now not owning it?
Yeah.
And
true.
That has led me to buy many, many things.
Yeah. Maybe that's a bad reasoning.
It's effective.
Well, and effective in the way where you get a lot of shit. Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and there's also Hot Toys. Hot Toys is didn't announce much this weekend, but just in the last couple of months, they have a $700 Batman armory from The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah. My nephew was talking about this. He's like, did you see this thing? I'm like, my friend's getting it. Yes. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, he's got like a dozen of these things.
I don't know how to pay for it, but I'm getting it. And
it comes with
a 12-inch Batman that you can take the face out, and so it can stand as an empty suit. All the weapons that close in the wireframe cage, and it comes with a 12-inch Christian Bale Bruce Wayne.
And the butler, Alfred.
And a Michael Caine Alfred.
Yeah. How do you say no to that?
You say it like this, but you don't say no, oh, Mr. Wayne. You just buy it, and then you cry. And then you think about your wallet. And you think about how hard it was to take that money and burn it.
Burn it.
Knowing it would hurt you, Mr. Wayne.
Michael Caine, man,
and
was
then,
a great
choice. And then
you
choice. Pay for it with a ruby.
There's always a tangerine. He was a great Alfred, and I don't know
he
who...
Was, he is not Alfred at all in my head at all.
Oh, he's totally Alfred. How is he not Alfred?
No, my Alfred is, you know, the animated series, tall, thin, comb-over, mustache, very, you know...
But I think this was such a good choice.
Yeah, he's Michael... When I watch that, he's Michael Caine. It's one of those... He's like Sean Connery in most movies. You're like...
Yeah.
You're like... Hey, Michael Caine is in this movie, and he's just being Michael Caine.
Yeah,
he's like, this is Gotham City, and I don't bloody care. He's like, I'm a butler, but I've got more charisma than you two, Mr. Right. Wayne. I'm telling you what to do. It's not that passive aggressive Alfred I love that he's in there. Where it's like Gary Oldman is Commissioner Gordon, he's Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah,
I don't see Gary Oldman, and Gary Oldman has had a history of overacting.
Totally just transforms into... He's a chameleon.
Michael Caine does not... He barely changes his shoes, much less transform himself. But the fact that there's a Michael Caine figure out there as Alfred...
Yeah.
I just cracked on the Mego reproductions. Figures Toy Company...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
...has reproduced the old 70s Migos. And... I had Migos in the past. When I grew up, I had Migos and I loved them, but then the Star Wars figures came out and that was the end of Migos.
Yeah.
And that was the end of...
For you personally or
for
the world?
For me personally. Well, Mego went out of business not too long later. And,
yeah.
And they have always said the reason is because they passed on Star Wars.
Ooh.
They didn't think it was going to make money. And they at that point, I think that Lucas came to them and they said, you know, we have Planet of the Apes. That's enough sci-fi for us. And then they went
How wrong were they? Planet of the Apes is one good movie. Star Wars is like...
Two good movies.
Two good movies. That's twice, John. Twice the amount of good movies. But the
there
merchandising...
There are as many Star Wars as there are Planet of the Apes.
Is that true?
There's six Star Wars now. Well, there's a seventh coming out.
Yeah, go ask Ben what Planet of the Apes
Planet
is.
Planet of the Apes, there's five in the original series.
Yeah.
Then there's the Tim Burton remake. Then there's The Rise, which was a great movie.
That new one's good. I like that.
James Franco. And they're doing another one of those.
That's
so
true.
So that's eight. And a TV show. So where Star Wars is six movies and like three animated series. Because there was Ewoks and droids in the 80s.
Yeah, but Disney isn't fighting over the rights to Planet of the Apes. You know what I mean? Disney didn't take the money they got with Avengers and went and bought Planet of the Apes. They bought fucking Star Wars.
And that's also 20th Century Fox. So they went to 20th Century Fox and was like, we'd like to buy Star Wars. What about Planet of the Apes? We'd like to buy Star Wars.
Can we have Star Wars? That's the one we really want.
Although they are making another Planet of the Apes, which looks great.
Yeah, I saw
good.
The... I guess it's the trailer... I guess maybe or the teaser.
Trailer,
yeah, I saw maybe the teaser for it. It looked good. I saw the first one. I liked it.
Yeah. There was a new trailer this week for Amazing Spider-Man.
Because monkeys, like Nazis, make great villains.
That's true. Monkeys are scary.
So are Nazis.
I didn't think monkeys were scary until I met one.
You met a real monkey?
Yeah, when we went to Japan.
Well, like a zoo doesn't count. Did you?
No,
meet, you
on
got
a
like
mountain.
A wild? Oh, you know what? I've seen wild monkeys, but like the little kind.
No, but I fed a wild monkey.
Oh, really? What'd you feed it?
In Japan, they have monkey sanctuaries because there's so many monkeys around.
Yeah.
That you go up to the top of the mountain, and then they have like a parks department kind of shack where you go in, and it's and all the windows are wire, chicken wire.
Okay.
And you go in, you close the door so the monkeys can't get you. And then they have vending machines of like peanuts and
things
bananas and things monkeys eat. So
yeah.
You put a quarter in and or whatever it is in Japan. It's a coin.
Sure.
And then
some
you get
kind of coin.
You get a handful.
Renee would know.
You get a handful of these and then you feed the monkeys. And
yeah.
The monkeys are pretty tame because they know you're going to feed them. They're like pigeons in a park.
Yeah.
But a monkey climbed up on the chicken wire and he reached into his hand and then I saw his opposable thumb. And it freaked me out.
Yep.
Because I was like, oh my God, that thing's really close to human.
Yep.
And then I realized it could do things that I could do with my hand, as in hurt me.
Yep. Ways that you could use your hand as a weapon, the monkey can also do.
And then I gave him, yeah. And then on, I think Dana Gould's podcast, which is one of my favorites, he talks about the ways a monkey can kill you. And I was just talking about this with people from work. And I was like, it's the most frightening thing I've ever heard. And we were at lunch, and I was like, I'm not going to tell you how monkeys kill you. And they're like, what? They, you know, they do this, they do that. I'm like, everything you mentioned, it's worse than that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention it now.
No, I need to know now.
Okay.
oh, so much prodding, John.
The first thing they do is break your jaw so you can't bite them.
So they know what they're doing.
Then they rip off your genitals.
Jesus.
So apparently you can't rape them.
Right.
And then they rip your hands off.
What?
Then they eat your face.
They have the strength to rip your hands off? I'll take the genitals. I understand
full
that.
Full crazy monkey strength, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know which... I think we're both thinking of chimpanzees, but there's also... Baboons are pretty big.
Yeah, and there's...
Orangutans are big.
They're freaky strong because they don't... Like,
gorillas are huge.
You know, if I go to hurt somebody, I'm going to pull myself back with, like,
yeah,
knowledge
monkeys,
and stuff.
Monkeys don't
but
hold
But they don't
back.
Care. Yeah,
you know why? You know why?
Because
monkeys can't get arrested.
Yeah, I'm like, I might go to jail if I hurt this guy.
Monkeys
and monkeys
are
just like, fuck this thing. I'm going
to
kill it.
Monkeys go to jail if they don't move fast enough. That's how monkeys go to jail, because a zoo shows up and goes, all right, that one. He goes in the zoo and he lives in a jail for life.
Yeah.
The ones that like go freaking nuts and run, they stay out of jail.
That's true. Yeah, we saw monkeys in Cambodia, and it was one of the things they tell you is, you know, they're not like you see in like The Lion King. You know, these are... These are wild animals.
You mean they're not holding up lion cubs and singing
right.
all the time?
They're like a gang, and they all work together, and they'll attack you as a gang.
Yep.
And you know, fighting one monkey's bad enough. Imagine eight monkeys. Now that's like your jaw's broken, your scrotum's ripped off, and they're
doing
off
different tasks.
Yeah.
So there's a genital monkey and there's a jaw monkey.
All right, you're on genital duty,
working at you know what? You have a real talent for ripping people's genitals off. I want you to focus on that.
Right.
You're not so good with the ripping someone's hand off.
Right, or breaking of the jaw. But man, you rip scrotums off quick.
So that's you're Chim Chim the penis ripper. That's your job now.
Yeah. So I think don't fuck with monkeys. If you learn anything from
my
show,
fuck with monkeys.
Stay away from the monkeys.
And going back to Toy Fair, not a lot of new Planet of the Apes merchandise so far.
Yeah, you figure that'll wait till next year when the movie comes out.
I want to pretend we have a topic.
We do, but we're not going to talk about
it. Yeah, the movie's not this year, right?
Actually, it might be this year.
We'll have to look that up.
I'm not really sure.
What was a good movie? I want to watch that Rise again. I bought it, but I only watched it once. John Lithgow's in that.
John Lithgow's who?
From Third Rock from the Sun.
And what else?
What
would I know
he,
him in?
He was in an episode of 30 Rock. Easy. He did.
Oh, wasn't he Dexter?
He was the bad guy?
Yeah, okay,
Dexter,
yeah.
Guy
oh, yeah. Wasn't he like was he a crazy person or something?
He plays a lot of crazy people.
I think he was a crazy person in the Monkey movie.
Because he talks like this! Yeah,
it's like that.
He spent, there was a great story about John Lithgow when he won the Emmy for 30 Rock from the Sun.
Yeah.
He almost didn't want to accept it. He goes, there are great actors here. He goes, I get paid to go like this!
Yeah. And it's just like, and I beat all these other really talented people.
With a very young Joseph Gordon-Levitt. With a
12-year-old. Didn't he have a mullet or something in that show?
Yeah, he had long hair.
John Lithgow, I think, won for Dexter. And
he did.
He won for being that
starring on
creepy
Dexter.
Villain.
I didn't get that far. I watched the pilot of Dexter and stopped.
Yeah, Dexter, it got really, really great. That season in particular was really great. And then
that was
it
like
just ended horrendously.
That's what I heard.
It was just a... plate of
garbage.
And
it ended like the same week as Breaking Bad, and people were like,
oh really?
See, that's interesting. This is how you don't end a show.
Still haven't seen the Breaking Bad yet.
If you finish Game of Thrones, it's time for Breaking Bad. Don't wait for your roommate. Stop waiting for your roommate.
I know. I just need to pull the trigger.
I think they're afraid to make the commitment, and you're not, and you're letting them hold you back.
They are holding me back.
Not in life, but just in Breaking
Bad.
The
other thing, too, is they're always on the TV when I get home, so I don't ever...
How old are you? You sounded like Fritz Sanford there. I come home when they're on the TV. They're on the TV?
They're on it.
They're not watching something?
They're sitting on my television, and it's my TV!
And it's a flat screen, so it can't be comfortable.
No! But they're tiny girls, so they can fit on it.
The greatest thing in the world.
This week.
I was, I didn't have anything to talk about, and then this morning I got to my parents' house, and because of the cold temperature and then it getting warmer,
finally,
yeah, right. Well, my parents' entire house like shifted, and sent a crack from the crawl space through the kitchen, and then on Lisa's wall too, and then up into like.
Is it damage or just?
It's damage. It's not like the house isn't gonna collapse, but okay. It's
cosmetic.
Yes, but also. Who can say? And this is my favorite thing in the world because anything that shows just how fragile everything is, okay, I love those things.
This whole winter has taught me that. This has been the hardest winter of my entire life.
This is nothing. I mean, it's not nothing. It sucks, but this every year.
I don't mean today. No, but this is my fourth winter here, and this is...
Yeah.
You know, it's so many zero temperatures. The big thing
it's
about
definitely
here is,
the coldest one I can remember, but yeah. The snow isn't anything.
Well, we haven't had a blizzard, but we've gotten 3 inches twice a week.
Yep.
So there's a foot outside all the time because it never melts.
And it freezes.
Yeah, and then it freezes over. So it's like I had my snowblower break over the summer and didn't fix it. So I've been out there shoveling and I'm like, how many people die from heart attacks?
Oh, a lot. Yeah, that's actually a big concern. My mom always yells at my dad because he'll do
your
his
dad's
driveway.
In fairly good shape, though.
Yeah, but he's 64 or something.
Really?
I don't know. He's old. Well, not old. I mean, he's, you know, in decent, you know, he's in great shape, but it's like...
That's funny because, you know, I'm much older than you, but my parents are about your parents' age.
Yeah, my dad was born in 1950, so figure that
out. My dad was born in 45. My dad was born right
after
the war.
So your dad's 5 years older than
mine. Yeah, my dad's like 67.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, and anything that just shows, like, that we're, like, hairless monkeys living in shacks still, I think is endearing. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, like a mudslide. And I don't like people dying or people having to cause like fortunes to like fix problems. But I do like the things that shake things up that are like, oh, like we still, like we can put a guy on the moon, but like some snow will fall and it'll shut down whole cities. And I just love that we can't get our shit together.
So what you're saying is the next people we send to the moon should just stay.
Maybe they should consider it. But then the Chinese put that rover on the moon.
Oh, and it died immediately.
And it died like 3 days later.
Did you see the Daily Show's coverage of that?
No,
I
wish.
They dressed up Patrick Stewart.
Oh, I
as
did.
The rover.
I saw the clip of that.
Yeah.
Anything that man does is fantastic.
Now we're going to New York next week to see Waiting for Godot.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know how that is.
I will. We'll talk about it on the show.
You should record it with a camera phone.
Oh, I'm sure that won't be a problem.
That's not going to be frowned upon.
So that'll probably be my favorite thing next week. But this week, I'm talking about something I don't even like that much. I have been collecting the X-Men omnibuses for a while.
Which there are many.
There are many. And I've noticed that you can kind of get a straight run out of the omnibuses.
Yeah, yeah,
so
pretty much.
First I had the Silver Age, so I had the Jack Kirby one, and then I had the second one has Neil Adams, and then they reprinted the X-Men one with the Dave Cockrum and John Byrne stuff.
Now, that giant-size X-Men one, that takes place after Volume 2.
Yeah, Volume 2 ends the original Silver Age run.
Right.
And then the numbering is weird with X-Men because...
It was a reprint book for a while,
It became a reprint book. They didn't exactly cancel it, but they weren't paying for new content, so then... The last issue of X-Men is, I believe, like 68 or something, somewhere around there. And then the first new issue of X-Men after Giant Size is 94. So there's 30 issues of reprints in there.
Right.
So, yeah, but they are sequential. You get the two Silver Age X-Men, then the Uncanny X-Men one. There's a Volume 2 coming, which is going to be more
solicited.
Burn. Yeah, then there's a gap. But then after that, they're not so much numbered, but... If you get all the omnibuses of the crossovers, which were so prevalent in the 80s and 90s,
yeah,
you can kind of have a straight run of Uncanny. from the Mutant Massacre to Inferno and Fall of the Mutants, and then those two Jim Lee omnibuses, which you've read and don't like.
Yeah, they're garbage.
But
why did I buy those?
Well, so I'm at the point where there's a hole, and I had Fatal Attractions, which I remembered being great when I was a kid, when I was in college, and bought them, and I read it again, and it's not so great. But that is the story where Magneto pulls the adamantium out of Wolverine, and that's the main thing that happens.
Yeah.
And then we have the Age of Apocalypse, which is still really good. I read that when I bought the omnibus, and that still holds up, which is the alternate reality of what if Professor Xavier died before he created the X-Men, and Apocalypse learned about mutants early on and took over the world. So in between those two, they did a crossover called the Phalanx Covenant. And so I bought that this week. In stock trades had like a big sale on it. So I was like, yeah, it fills a hole. So I'm like, well, now I own it. I got to read it. And I'm about halfway through it. And it's reminding me what 90s X-Men are like.
It sounds like everything I hate about comic books.
Yeah, but it's in a way that's a little different than I remembered. I remembered it being like faster and crazier than the old Claremont. And now when I read it, it sounds like a bunch of guys trying to do Chris Claremont impressions.
Because
it's all thought balloons and captions for everything. And I'm like,
and Claremont is great, but even somebody needs to edit that boy. I mean, he just talks goes and talks. It's like a podcast.
Yeah. And so you have like Scott Lobdell and Fabian Nicieza trying to do that. God. And also as I'm going,
isn't this in the time where like everyone's trying to ape Jim Lee too?
No, this is after that. Fatal Attractions has a lot of that.
Okay.
What's interesting about this is it starts out with John Romita Jr., always great. Every time I open one of those, I go, well, there's some John Romita Jr.
artwork. At least it's pretty.
Yeah, at least it's pretty. You still have Andy Kubert, who's now gigantic on DC.
Yeah, he's doing the Batman
and
stuff.
He's doing decent stuff. But what there's an interesting behind-the-scenes story here is Uncanny switches from John Romita Jr. to early Joe Madureira.
Okay.
And Joe Madureira was probably the biggest guy in the late 90s. He was the Jim Lee of the late 90s.
Yeah.
He did that first Deadpool miniseries, and then he did Uncanny, and then he created that book Battle Chasers. But he was very anime influenced.
He's still a big deal where it's like he'll get announced to be on a book, and I'll get people that'll call and be like, do you have that new Savage Wolverine with Joe?
And he doesn't do much these days.
He's doing like video game design or something, I heard. He makes a lot of money doing better. That.
Yeah, but the story behind it, I was reading an interview with John Romita Jr., was he took – you know, John Romita Jr. is so prolific, he doesn't miss an issue.
Right.
You know, that guy never falls behind. But he took 3 months off to do the Batman Punisher.
I've got that. That's good.
Which was the only time John Romita Jr. has drawn DC characters until today, where it's announced he's going to be drawing Superman with Jeff Johns.
Yeah, and I'm super interested in it, but I don't know how I feel about Romita leaving Marvel.
I'm very interested in Romita leaving Marvel because he's been there for 35 years. I feel like he'll go back someday.
No, he will for sure.
But let him have a few years where he gets to, let him do a Batman run.
You know what?
Let him
do Green Lantern.
Let him do the Justice League. Let Romita Jr. do the Justice League.
And I think that would all be great. Don't be surprised if he does Superman and then goes back to Marvel.
That could happen as well.
I think that's what we'll end up getting.
But anyway, in the Phalanx Covenant, what happened was Joe Madureira had done the Deadpool limited series. So he filled in those months. But then sales went up.
And they left him on?
And Bob Harris did not let him on. And it was, John Romita Jr. said, it is the only time in his career he didn't have any work.
Wow.
Because he didn't try to set anything up.
Yeah.
And this is all in those Modern Masters books.
Yes.
He talks about that.
Did they do a John Romita one?
They did a John Romita Jr. one, yeah.
Oh, I think I might not have that one. I
met John Romita Jr. twice, and he's fantastic. Right? Total sweetheart.
I've heard nothing but good things about
him. If he was more active on Twitter, I think I would ask him to be on the show, and I could see him saying yes because he's that nice a guy.
Yeah.
But that was like the only time he was like, he let us be really angry. And it's it was interesting to kind of revisit that phase and go, oh, okay, here's where Romita's doing Batman. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is all at the end of the X-Men peak.
Right. Yeah, it's all coming down because Jim Lee's gone on to...
until Age of Apocalypse.
Wildstorm and Image and all that shit.
Jim Lee's gone. Yeah. Jim Lee's an Image.
He's
in the wind. All the big guys are an Image. They've been there for a few years, but it's still a nice glimpse into when X-Men was at the top of the world, which is not the world we live in.
Not anymore. Now it's a Batman world.
So I'm going to say this was a Toy Fair cast.
You don't have any other choice.
No. But as always, you can follow me at Not In My Book. Not In My Book is the only Caffeinated Comics Twitter page, though you can follow the Caffeinated Comics Facebook page. A lot going on there.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Pass around. I feel like we could use a little more awareness. I get a lot of good positive feedback, but I'd love more people to hear about it. We'll try to get as many good guests on as we can, and sometimes we'll just talk to each other, and hopefully that is also entertaining.
Right. One can hope.
Yeah, and Steven?
19 South LaGrange Road at LaGrange, Illinois.
Caffeinated Comics is a Not In My Book production.